from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This election has taken a worrying twist.
The campaign heats up.
Whoever wins has to defuse the tension in this country.
But we can't forget what they did.
Every move, every breaking event.
I trust the sky to get it right.
This is News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome, my friends. Hour number three begins. It is 8:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. One of our top stories is going over the assassination attempt as more information comes out. One of the latest things being this guy was on the radar for 90 minutes now. They believe before the actual shooting.
Oh,
so
amazing.
We'll dig into that in a little bit. But we've got very special guests in the studio. Stephen Petty and Dexter Vance. They are here representing the Vet Resource Center. Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing fine. Thank you for having us.
So we appreciate your service. And now you stay busy anyway in service to your brothers and sisters, many of whom are being stricken with cancer right now. And Stephen, if you want to explain a little bit about that.
Be glad to. Unfortunately, there's no awareness out there among our vets about the train wreck that's coming at them. Because of the 4 million that served in the 9/11 and Gulf Wars, over 500,000 of them have already contracted cancer. Over half of those have already died. Those that died, because you have about 10 to 20% chance of survival if you find yourself in stage 3 and stage 4, those other half, that other quarter of a million, have probably another 5 years left. And these veterans are contracting these aggressive cancers that really are never seen normally until you're older, when you're over 55. And so part of the problem is they don't know and they don't realize that that toxic exposure that they had brings them into this absolute devastating cancer that they have no awareness about. And so they don't look for the cancer signs that they tell the old guys to look for, you know, the coughing blood or having a wound that doesn't heal or losing weight without trying. Those kind of things that we look for when we're older, they feel like they're still invincible, just like they were when they were serving our country overseas. So
this is like when we talk about toxic burn pits, when they were setting the oil wells on fire, all of that stuff, all these airborne things, this particulate that was in the air, they're coming back to haunt these soldiers, if you will, years after they have served, and it turns out it's very deadly.
Yes, and not that many years, unfortunately. And it's also affecting the air crews. Anyone around petroleum, anyone around the hydraulics of the aircraft, and all of these folks who were exposed to the various kinds of toxins that, as a military member, you're exposed to while you're trying to protect our country. Not just the lead that whizzes past your ear.
And Dexter Vance is with us. He's the board of directors. Stephen, who we just spoke with, he's the president of Vet Resource Center. And I want you to write this down, vetresourcecenter.com, because probably somebody you know has served, and we got to get the message out. Dexter, you want to dig into the message of how we can deal with this cancer?
Well, one of the things that the vetresourcecenter.com has is a link so that you can get into the information about the burn pits. And also we go into Steve and Bob were also critical in finding this gallery test. Now, the gallery test is free for veterans if they're in the VA system. It's only given in certain places. It just so happens we have one right down here in Tampa, Florida, where they can go down and get this cancer test. It's a blood test, and it does like 50, it tests for 50 different cancers in your DNA. So you're able to find out if you have that cancer early and get that help that you're going to need in that stage one and stage two versus getting later on when it's a critical mass and you're not able to fight it.
It's Gallery spelled with an I at the end, and it's a company called Grail, G-R-A-I-L, that, you know, the Vet Resource Center, you partnered up with them. So they're doing studies right now. So whoever can get in will get this this treatment, this Gallery treatment, free of charge. But the space is limited. In other words, once the study fills up, unless you've got about $1,000 in your pocket, you're out of luck, right?
That's correct. The actual test is available to anyone for $945. The VA is doing a study called Reflection. They're doing it with 8 VA hospitals. 2 of those are in Florida. One's in Miami. The other's in Tampa. There's only a certain number that they have available, so it's first come, first serve. We have on vetresourcecenter.com the link to each one of those hospitals and the information about how to make the appointment. The appointment is very easy to make. You have to be in the VA system. You have to have your name, your last four, which is the normal of what they ask when you go in, and your birthday. They set you up for a time. You go in, it's a 2-vial blood test. Very simple, very quick. In about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a span back showing if you have any indicators of over 50 cancers. And the nice thing about it is that it really hits the aggressive cancers very hard. And those are the ones that once you have symptoms, usually you're in stage 3 and stage 4. So it's imperative to find that you're in stage 1 when you're still healthy and you have the ability to fight it and do it with something that will elongate your life. Because if you can find a stage 1, you have a 80 to 90% chance of living 5 years. If it's stage 3 or 4, you only have a 10 or 20% chance of living 5 years.
So there's not, some of these aggressive cancers, then you're saying there's not really a cure per se? You can't get it to go into, rest and extend your life? You're saying 5 years, even though you get it?
Well, that's the average.
Okay, average.
And the thing is that once you have found it through symptoms, the aggressive cancers have already, gone through your body, gone to other organs mainly, and it's very difficult to treat. It is treatable, but it is a horrible way to go through the end of your life.
One of the things you touched on, Steve, and you educated me, because I was talking about the suicide rate and stuff I do with Soldiers Freedom Outdoors and PTSD, and you said, well, some of them get the diagnosis of cancer, and it leads to the suicide, and I never even put that together.
And we think it's a significant part of what is happening to our vets, because they get in this situation, they have no idea of how to pay for it, because the VA is just now beginning to recognize some of these cancers and not all of them, and they're extremely slow about getting you in and getting you something, because if you have an aggressive cancer and your appointment is 3 to 4 months from now,
that's not good.
It's really not good. So they are actually not just devastated financially and emotionally and physically, but they get to that point to where they decide to cut it short and take their own life, and then they're counted as a suicide, not a cancer death.
And one of the things we really need to talk to also is it's not just people exposed to the burn pits. A lot of the military are exposed to lots of different chemicals when they're on active duty, both in the airfields and air crew, but also on board ships in the tanks, etc. So
right, exactly.
It's really for all veterans.
All veterans.
Well, let's make sure that they have this vet veteresourcecenter.com. You guys just started your mission in December, and it sounds like you're off to a great start. You've already teamed up with these people for early diagnosis, the free Galleri early warning test. Remember, this is a study, so you don't want to delay. Plus, it's very aggressive. The sooner you start to deal with it, the better. VetResourceCenter.com. Gentlemen, thank you for your service. Thank you for putting this together. Anything else you want to end with?
Yes, we are putting together, through the auspices of Craig Curry, a county commissioner in Marion County, and the Marion County Hospital District, we're putting together a fund to start to be able to do these for free once the test is over.
Absolutely, and we'll talk about that when that occurs. Thank you, gentlemen, once again.
Thanks for having us.
It's 8:16, Olympics, Trump, it's all in there. We'll talk about it next, 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's Monday, but we're going to make it great. 8:21, you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The Olympics opening ceremony, what was it, Friday night, with something that kind of, well, it did look like a Last Supper type scenario, but
yeah.
I guess it was a bunch of folks in drag, and it's got a lot of people irritated, to say the least. I don't know what purpose that would serve, and I don't know who would check the box as to say, okay, yeah, that's good to go, when yeah. I know they scrutinize so much that has to do with the Olympics, the presentation. I mean, there are people that are assigned to these things, and they cover every detail, and that's why you see, I mean, every city that hosts prides themselves in really putting together something special, spectacular mm-hmm. even, and that whole thing, I'm not sure how that was supposed to resonate.
Yeah, again, when you're considering, so stop and just go, okay, where's a big chunk of viewers? I don't know. Well, say the average American family. Is that going to be what's appealing to them? You know, pick your demographic. It's like, yeah, aren't you kind of, I don't know.
And you were going to make a target out of a worldwide religion where they believe in forgiveness and nobody's going to stone you for being a homosexual yeah. or a lesbian or whatever. Right. Yet you would fear doing that to another religion.
Yes.
And you would never do it because you'd be afraid.
Oh,
but they're the ones that would actually attack your way of life. They would, you know, attack you, kill you, whatever.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
What a disconnect there is.
Mm-hmm.
You know? All right. But yet, some of those same people will actually be for the ones that are promoting, you know, the people mm-hmm. of the other religion in many cases. It's crazy. All right, good news. You ready for good news?
We need some, Bob. What you got?
The Republican National Committee is preparing to celebrate 100 days, and actually there's not 100 anymore, until the presidential election.
Wow.
By holding a massive election integrity training event across the nation.
Nice.
Virtual and in-person training will be hosted by the Trump campaign throughout the 17 states and led by several top-level surrogates who will provide remarks designed to energize grassroots volunteers. This is a release that came from the RNC. The trainings come as the RNC celebrates on July 28th, what was it, yesterday, actually, 100 days until the victory for former President Donald Trump and other Republican candidates up and down the ballot. We hope. So, look, they're working hard, basically, to make sure that people are trained to know what to look for.
Right.
During the election process, at the polls, you know, keep your eye on this. Where are those ballots coming from?
There's stuff going on.
And, yeah, and it could get, if we're being honest, that could be a tough gig.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're going to gaslight you. They're, oh, you're kind of new at this. No, this is how we do it. This is perfectly okay. Blah, 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 blah.
They're sneaky.
In fact, we're shutting things down tonight anyway. We're going to pick it up in the morning.
So you guys can go on home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll do the counting all night, but we won't tell you about that.
We're doing cleanup.
Y'all, I mean, y'all we know leave. Those games were played. I mean, is there any denying that? Or are you saying, oh, no, no, everything was above board?
Well,
that would be ridiculous. But there are people, yeah, there are people who say that. All right.
Wow.
So we're trying to do our best. And then you've got Robert Kennedy Jr. And he gets it right. He says, the Democrats are destroying democracy in the name of saving it.
It is.
And I don't know that anybody's put it together in that perfectly. That's just a perfect sentence. Mm-hmm. Democrats are destroying democracy in the name of saving it.
Right.
They always say, yeah, we got to beat Trump to save democracy, which, of course, most of the folks who listen to my show know that we're a constitutional representative republic. We're not a democracy. You wouldn't want a democracy. A democracy destroys individual freedoms and liberties, and it takes the place of those via the mob. So the mob has the rights, and if you're outside the mob, you don't do so well. Whereas our form of government takes care of, looks out for the individual. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And he said this on, he was on Fox Business Network, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And he said, when I was a kid, the whole kind of central focus of the Democratic Party was making sure that every American could vote for whoever they wanted to vote for. The Democratic Party today is all about the opposite of that, about making sure that candidates who are going to run against their chosen candidates are that the legal system, the law enforcement agencies are used to prevent those candidates from running. They've made it almost impossible for me to get on the ballot in all the states. I'm going to. In fact, we have now completed all of the signatures. I think that we have one state left where we have a couple hundred signatures we need. We've gotten over 2 million signatures, more signatures than any presidential candidate in history, because most of them don't have to go through the signature process. We've done something nobody in history has been able to do up against these headwinds that they've created for us. They're suing us in all states, but we're going to win the lawsuits. But it's not a good look for the Democratic Party. They're saying, well, we have to do this in order to save democracy from Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But they're actually destroying democracy in order to supposedly save it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you've seen how they protected all those folks' votes, you know, how they've reshuffled the Democrat lineup for the election next time, right?
Yeah, there was a lot of voter input on that.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much.
Okay, maybe not.
828 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're going to continue to make Mondays great. There's a lot more to talk about, and we have a special guest, Ed Belarski, on from GRU, because there's a lot of questions and answers, and we're going to talk to him. That's at 9:05 on News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Hanging in there. We're going to do all right. Yep, it's Monday. We're going to make it great. 8:33, you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house, and you can follow the Bob Rose Show wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on subscribe, and you'll get every episode and all the good stuff there, and there's no fee. There's no charge for that. We do it because we love you.
Hey, what'd you call us earlier? Monday Fun Day, I believe?
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
It's all about the attitude, you know?
Absolutely.
Just decide it's going to be a great day and continue on that path. And there's always going to be challenges.
Oh, yeah.
But you can do it. Well, then there's politics.
Oh,
well, another thing.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I don't know Senator J.D. Vance inside and out. I don't know him as a person. I've never met him. I've seen his story, the movie, Hillbilly Elegy. I said twice. I didn't actually read the book. And I've followed his, you know, his career a little bit, the Senate. You know, he was not the favorite candidate in Ohio.
Right.
And he pulled it out, and I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Found out he went and joined the Marines out of high school, and he used that to help pay for an education. He went to Ohio State and graduated in 2 years.
That is some drive.
Yeah, then he went to Yale Law School. So this, here's a smart guy, very humbled, very humbled beginnings in his life. And I'd say he's doing very well. So I don't blame him when he had an issue with Kamala Harris, who is out on the trail and saying things like, J.D. Vance will only be loyal to Trump. He'll be a rubber stamp for Trump. Only be loyal to him. He didn't like that. All right. Basically, he said, Kamala Harris questioned my loyalty to America. I enlisted in the Marines for this country. I went to Iraq for this country. I built a business for this country. And my running mate took a bullet for this country. What the heck has Kamala done to question our loyalty to America? Bam! It also was talking about the word she used, loyalty. It's an interesting word. Semper Fi, loyalty. Yeah. And she's questioning and saying that he would just be loyal to Trump.
That's amazing.
Yeah, J.D. Vance said, let's send a message to the media, a message to Kamala Harris, and a message to every hardworking patriot from Minnesota to across the country that we're ready to have President Donald J. Trump back, and we're going to work our tails off to make sure that it happens. And I think that they have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the left is, you know, they're reckless when it comes to calling names and stuff. And I think that's going to work against them, because you say anything about J.D. Vance and anybody who's on the fence does any homework, it is only going to benefit J.D. Vance, the Republican Party, Trump, and the country. It's only going to benefit them. So I guess, in a way, I guess let her say these ridiculous things.
Yeah, but they are just so... They're so not above just blatant lying and just looking at you like, oh, yeah, you're an idiot. You'll believe anything we tell you.
Yeah. Oh, you know, there was a controversy about him referring to some, you know, people, women that didn't have babies or something, like cat ladies.
Childless cat ladies.
Yeah. And it probably, if he had to do it all over again, he might not say that. But, you know, Kamala Harris, they actually have her on video saying, you know, I don't blame young people, you know, if they don't want to have children because of climate change.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, a video emerged showing previous comments of Kamala Harris questioning whether young people should forego having children due to climate anxiety. While speaking at Reading Area Community College in Reading, Pennsylvania, Harris spoke about how during the 2020 presidential election, there was a record turnout because younger voters showed up. Harris added how young voters were vocal about how they were going to direct and decide the future of our nation and how they've taken charge of issues such as climate change. The vice president continued to talk about young leaders had spoken with her about a term they've coined called climate anxiety.
Wow.
Oh, and I don't dismiss that. I believe they have fear-mongered. That's how they have their way with you. They make you fearful, and then they're able to implement all kinds of ridiculous things like, you've got to drive an electric car, we're all going to die.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they push it. And what do? They gain more and more power, more and more influence over your life. So, yeah, climate anxiety. Oh, I believe it's real. They instilled it.
Sure.
In young people.
Well, one of the things we see them doing, obviously, you've talked a lot about the remake of Kamala, where they're basically... and blatantly lying about things she had said and done and that kind of thing. And you talk about the whole population thing, childless. You know, she had made that comment about where she wanted, reduced population Excuse me. And now they're saying, oh, no, what she meant to say was pollution. Well, there's a big
population,
difference.
Population, pollution.
Yeah, so the White House has changed the transcript on that. So.
No, I'm no, shocked.
I know.
I just thought it was interesting that she talks about this climate anxiety, that she says the young people taught her about that and that terminology, young activist. I'm sure they did. But I think there's people that are also anxious, you know, young people, mm-hmm. about their future economically.
Sure.
And in terms of opportunities. And this AI thing, is that going to replace a lot of jobs? I think they have anxiety over, wow, am I going to be able to buy a house? Because I see the prices are have gone way up and the interest rate's gone sky high because of inflation, trying to tamp down inflation. There's anxiety there. Hey, you know, we'd like to start a family, or we already started a family. We'd like to invest in our community and purchase a home, and as many Americans have, let their wealth grow along with the value of the home as time goes on and goes forward. Those days, if people like Kamala stay in power, those days are behind you now.
Well, they'll be deciding what, you know, where you can live. They're deciding what kind of car you can drive. They're on this anti-meat thing around the world. Mm-hmm. You've got the bazillionaires buying up farmland right and left, which aren't being used as farmland anymore. Agenda, anyone? It's almost like they want to control us, Bob.
No.
No, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So anyway, yeah, she said, oh, climate change and climate anxiety. And yeah, I can't blame it if young people, you know, decide not to have kids and all that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's just reduce pollution, not population.
Yeah. Did they really? They corrected on the record.
Yeah, they've changed the transcript.
I wonder what else they changed on transcripts where, you know, it didn't catch anybody's eye or ear that they've kind of gotten away with.
Yeah, we have no clue.
Yeah, right. Now there's a little more scrutiny of it. We catch it sometimes, but...
But, they're scrubbing the internet. That's how a lot of times you'll find these things, and that's being scrubbed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just like the page that was up that showed how left of center that Kamala Harris is the most liberal member of the Senate, 2019, that study or whatever was based on 2019, and she's further left than anyone, including Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
And that all of a sudden, that page disappeared. And I mean, recently, as soon as attention was brought to it, it disappeared. Now, like you said, there's other areas that, you know, that's been archived, I'm sure, in several different areas.
Right. You hope so. But just as you mentioned earlier, too, when you go to search for information on these things, we talked about Google. Type in attempted assassination. What should pop up as probably top of mind right now?
Well, of course, if you go by how the normal search engine works, it would be Trump, because anybody who's looking up any of that stuff, it would be Trump in the news.
But as you mentioned, it's not even on the list.
No.
Doesn't show up.
That's Google on purpose.
Yeah, Reagan, Truman, Lenin, you go down the list. They're all there, but not Donald Trump.
Yeah, and
that's weird.
Yeah, this is, you know, they're hiding the autocomplete suggestions.
Yes. Yep. It just doesn't pop up at all.
And you know, I mean, look, again, we're not really shocked, but this is how insidious they are. Every little thing for them, every little cheat, every little corner cut to them is a win, because the end justifies the means. So it's like they did their part. Look at me. Pat me on the back. Look what look how I manipulated social media. They do. They look at that as like a win. Oh, you mean you further destroyed whatever integrity you had as, say, a search engine, and you're proud of that? Well,
yeah.
I mean, that's better than Trump getting in, becoming a dictator, and eliminating all future elections.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. These people.
And that's what they do. And you know that's...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Hanging in there. We're going to do all right. Yep, it's Monday. We're going to make it great. 8:33, you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house, and you can follow the Bob Rose Show wherever you normally get your podcasts. Just click on subscribe, and you'll get every episode and all the good stuff there, and there's no fee. There's no charge for that. We do it because we love you.
Hey, what'd you call it earlier? Monday Fun Day, I believe?
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
It's all about the attitude, you know?
Absolutely.
Just decide it's going to be a great day and continue on that path. And there's always going to be challenges.
Oh, yeah.
But you can do it. Well, then there's politics.
Oh,
well, another thing.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I don't know Senator J.D. Vance inside and out. I don't know him as a person. I've never met him. I've seen his story, the movie, Hillbilly Elegy. I said twice, I didn't actually read the book. And I've followed his, you know, his career a little bit, the Senate. You know, he was not the favored candidate in Ohio.
Right.
And he pulled it out, and I thought that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Found out he went and joined the Marines out of high school, and he used that to help pay for an education. He went to Ohio State and graduated in 2 years.
That is some drive.
Yeah, then he went to Yale Law School. So this, here's a smart guy, very humbled, very humbled beginnings in his life. And I'd say he's doing very well. So I don't blame him when he had an issue with Kamala Harris, who is out on the trail and saying things like, J.D. Vance will only be loyal to Trump. He'll be a rubber stamp for Trump. Only be loyal to him. He didn't like that. All right. Basically, he said, Kamala Harris questioned my loyalty to America. I enlisted in the Marines for this country. I went to Iraq for this country. I built a business for this country. And my running mate took a bullet for this country. What the heck has Kamala done to question our loyalty to America? Bam! He also was talking about the word she used, loyalty. It's an interesting word. Semper Fi, loyalty. Yeah. And she's questioning and saying that he would just be loyal to Trump. That's
amazing.
Yeah, J.D. Vance said, let's send a message to the media, a message to Kamala Harris, and a message to every hardworking patriot from Minnesota to across the country that we're ready to have President Donald J. Trump back, and we're going to work our tails off to make sure that it happens. And I think that they have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the left is, you know, they're reckless when it comes to calling names and stuff. And I think that's going to work against them, because you say anything about J.D. Vance and anybody who's on the fence does any homework, it is only going to benefit J.D. Vance, the Republican Party, Trump, and the country. It's only going to benefit them. So I guess, in a way, I guess let her say these ridiculous things.
Yeah, but they are just so... They're so not above just blatant lying and just looking at you like, oh, yeah, you're an idiot. You'll believe anything we tell you.
Yeah. Oh, you know, there was a controversy about him referring to some, you know, people, women that didn't have babies or something, like cat ladies.
Childless cat ladies.
Yeah. And probably if he had to do it all over again, he might not say that. But, you know, Kamala Harris, they actually have her on video saying, you know, I don't blame young people, you know, if they don't want to have children because of climate change.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, a video emerged showing previous comments of Kamala Harris questioning whether young people should forego having children due to climate anxiety. While speaking at Reading Area Community College in Reading, Pennsylvania, Harris spoke about how during the 2020 presidential election, there was a record turnout because younger voters showed up. Harris added how young voters were vocal about how they were going to direct and decide the future of our nation and how they've taken charge of issues such as climate change. The vice president continued to talk about young leaders had spoken with her about a term they've coined called climate anxiety.
Wow.
Oh, and I look, and I don't dismiss that. I believe they have fear-mongered. That's how they have their way with you. They make you fearful, and then they're able to implement all kinds of ridiculous things like, you've got to drive an electric car, we're all going to die.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they push it. And what do? They gain more and more power, more and more influence over your life. So, yeah, climate anxiety. Oh, I believe it's real. They instilled it.
Sure.
In young people.
Well, one of the things we see them doing, obviously, you've talked a lot about the remake of Kamala, where they're basically and blatantly lying about things she had said and done and that kind of thing. And you talk about the whole population thing, childless. You know, she had made that comment about where she wanted, reduced population. And now they're saying, oh, no, what she meant to say was pollution. Well, there's a big
population,
difference.
Pollution.
Yeah, so the White House has changed the transcript on that. So.
No, I'm no, shocked.
I know.
I just thought it was interesting that she talks about this climate anxiety that she says the young people taught her about that and that terminology, young activist. I'm sure they did. But I think there's people that are also anxious, you know, young people,
mm-hmm.
about their future economically.
Sure.
And in terms of opportunities. And this AI thing, is that going to replace a lot of jobs? I think they have anxiety over, wow, am I going to be able to buy a house? Because I see the prices are have gone way up and the interest rate's gone sky high because of inflation, trying to tamp down inflation. There's anxiety there. Hey, you know, we'd like to start a family, or we already started a family. We'd like to invest in our community and purchase a home, and as many Americans have, let their wealth grow along with the value of the home as time goes on and goes forward. Those days, if people like Kamala stay in power, those days are behind you now.
Well, they'll be deciding what, you know, where you can live. They're deciding what kind of car you can drive. They're on this anti-meat thing around the world.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the bazillionaires buying up farmland right and left, which aren't being used as farmland anymore. Agenda, anyone? It's almost like they want to control us, Bob.
No.
No, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So anyway, yeah, she said, oh, climate change and climate anxiety. And yeah, I can't blame it if young people, you know, decide not to have kids and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's just reduce pollution, not population.
Yeah. Did they really? They corrected on the record.
Yeah, they've changed the transcript.
I wonder what else they changed on transcripts where, you know, it didn't catch anybody's eye or ear that they've kind of gotten away with.
Yeah, we have no clue.
Yeah, right. Now there's a little more scrutiny of it. We catch it sometimes, but...
But, they're scrubbing the internet. That's how a lot of times you'll find these things, and that's being scrubbed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just like the page that was up that showed how left of center that Kamala Harris is the most liberal member of the Senate, 2019, that study or whatever was based on 2019, and she's further left than anyone, including Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
And that all of a sudden, that page disappeared. And I mean, recently, as soon as attention was brought to it, it disappeared. Now, like you said, there's other areas that, you know, that's been archived, I'm sure, in several different areas.
Right. You hope so. But just as you mentioned earlier, too, when you go to search for information on these things, we talked about Google. Type in attempted assassination. What should pop up as probably top of mind right now?
Well, of course, if you go by how the normal search engine works, it would be Trump, because anybody who's looking up any of that stuff, it would be Trump in the news.
But as you mentioned, it's not even on the list.
No.
Doesn't show up.
That's Google on purpose.
Yeah, Reagan, Truman, Lenin, you go down the list. They're all there, but not Donald Trump.
Yeah, and
that's weird.
Yeah, this is, you know, they're hiding the autocomplete suggestions.
Yes. Yep. It just doesn't pop up at all.
And you know, I mean, look, again, we're not really shocked, but this is how insidious they are. Every little thing for them, every little cheat, every little corner cut to them is a win, because the end justifies the means. So it's like they did their part. Look at me. Pat me on the back. Look what look how I manipulated social media. They do. They look at that as like a win. Oh, you mean you further destroyed whatever integrity you had as a search engine, and you're proud of that? Well,
yeah.
I mean, that's better than Trump getting in, becoming a dictator, and eliminating all future elections.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. These people.
And that's what they do. And you know that that's all that social media, algorithms, all that stuff, that's been going on for a long time. I think I used the example of, you know, you complete the sentence or whatever. It's like, oh, I want to wish you a very happy, starts with an E. I wonder what it'll fill it in with. And it's like, you know, Easter wouldn't pop up. It's like, wait, you had to go out of your way when it's like Saturday or Sunday, Easter Sunday.
And nobody's ever put in happy Easter for that to be a common phrase.
Yeah, starts with an E. I mean, come on. So, yeah, that's an example
that I
found to be true. Is. Yep, absolutely. Hey, coming up at 9:05, we're going to have Ed Belarski here. He's the CEO of GRU. Remember, he was like the general manager, then he was out, then he was appointed to a board, and then he got his job back, basically, as CEO of GRU, and now there's a move afoot to get rid of that board. And that board was put into place by the governor because GRU, well, really it's not GRU, it's the city of Gainesville, the leadership there, they run and manage, supposedly, GRU as a municipally owned power company. And they've made some very, very bad decisions over the last 20 years. And so the governor said, we need kind of an outside entity to overlook the decisions being made there. Well, it's put into place. It appears to be helping. But already, the city has worked hard to put a referendum on a ballot to get rid of that board.
They never learn, do they?
They had power. Power was taken away. Now they want the power back. But they never did anything to prove that they should have had the power, maybe even to begin with.
They need their hands off our power. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Man.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we're making Mondays great on 97.3 The Sky. How's the old power bill doing, huh?
Oh, it was up about $100 over the previous month.
Well, you know, it has been hot.
Yep.
And GRU customers have some of the highest rates in the state, and Ed Belarski is doing what he can to try to get those things under control. And he's going to join us in about 15 minutes. He's the CEO of GRU. And he's going to educate us. There's an upcoming referendum. He can't really take sides or advocate one way or another, but he'll at least educate us so that way you can be an informed voter, right?
Yep.
And you can make a decision whether this outside board is helpful or that the folks that sit on the city commission the ones that should be able to call all the shots, even though the track record the last 20 years has not been a good one.
It's not been pretty.
No.
No.
So Chuck Schumer saying that, they might drop J.D. Vance from the ticket.
And why would he be in the know about something like this?
I don't know. I think it's because they're afraid of him.
So he's just mouthing off again, as he does.
I mean, honestly, what are you going to say about the what they try to say? He called some women who didn't have children like cat ladies or something.
Yeah, childless cat ladies. Yeah.
That's really, is that what you got, Chucky? That's in your bag of tricks. What else you got? Because the guy served his country. He was in the Marines. He went to Iraq. You know, and he furthered his education. Went to Ohio State. Then he went to Yale. I mean literally. His move, his life is a movie.
Literally.
Literally.
Yeah.
This is the first time we've used literally, and it was actual literal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're not going to be. What are they going to say? You know? Yeah, he lacks experience as what? A politician? Good.
Yeah, we want one with a little.
The last guy that had no experience as a politician was exactly what we wanted and needed.
Yes, still do.
So, yeah, good try. Now, they're going to have a tough one on their hands with that. And you know what, Schumer? If I were you, I'd really be very, very busy trying to continue to scrub the past, the record, and the policies that Kamala Harris is all about. Because her record's not pretty. Her record is very far left. Most Americans are not accepting of that, you know, far left mentality. So, stay busy with that, Chucky. Yeah, get together with your old friend Hillary and learn how to, you know, erase the record. You know, erase the emails. Yeah, clean them. Bleach them. With a dish.
Yeah,
with
a dish mean, oh, you mean like with a cloth, yeah. Like Hillary.
A dish towel.
Yeah, a cloth.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how it works.
How are things at the border? Oh, that's right. We don't need to talk about the border because Kamala was never the border czar. I saw something going around the internet, so take it for what it's worth.
Uh-huh.
It shows some type of an official resolution naming her as the border czar.
Right.
Now, I don't know if that is...
They were basically calling on her on the carpet, but they did refer to her because she had been known as that. That is what they called her.
No, this is a document that I saw floating.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Same one, yes.
In the document, they refer to her as the border czar.
It wasn't her being pronounced as that, the document.
Oh, just that particular document contained as a description of what she did. Oh,
because...
Okay.
Everybody knows it.
Right.
Everybody knows
it. Well, it just goes to show how far the left will go to gaslight you. What? You're crazy. She was never the border czar.
Right.
You know, Corinne Jean-Pierre, how she really thinks she's convincing when she says, no, she was never, there was no official act, there was no title, this, like, trying way too hard. But I guess in a way, to the people on the left, either getting away with it or they don't care. I mean... I guess you don't care.
And if you say it enough, enough people will begin to believe it.
Well, and if you're going to be deceptive on something that basic, what else are you being deceptive on?
Yeah.
What other things from the past that are real, that have occurred, that you're going to try to change or erase? Because that's what you have to look at. I mean, is that really someone that you trust? Someone that will turn right around and say, I was never the border czar. Now, look, if she would have said that a year after she was referred to as the border czar, and said, look, I don't want this title on me anymore. I'm not dealing with the border. Now, that would be different.
Yeah.
And she might have felt like she didn't want that title
all right.
because she wasn't willing to deal with the border because, look, the border's exactly the way the administration wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that changed the rules. When Trump left office, they had to go out of their way. They could have left everything in place. And you would have had to wait in Mexico for asylum, et cetera. But they changed it all. It's exactly the way they wanted it. But she didn't make any attempt to go, oh no, you're not sticking me with anything related to the border. Uh-uh. Nope.
But she never did that. But she did make one trip down to basically say, don't come. But she wasn't really the border czar, even though she was doing the job of the
And every news organization that referred to her during that time period at one time or another referred to her as the border czar. I mean, but yet the left really, they think they can gaslight you and go, you're crazy. They never did that. They never said that. Because some of those actual media outlets really are denying, oh, no, she was never the media czar. It's like, you said it. Your organization specifically said it. It is. It's at a new level. All right. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And, Jeff, you're on the air.
Hey, so when Bill Clinton said it depends on what your definition of the word is, that never happened either, if they can erase it all. Do you remember Nancy Pelosi saying we have to pass the bill to see what's in the bill? Did that never happen, too? And did Adam Schiff ever accuse Donald Trump of Russian collusion? I mean, if none of that stuff ever happened, apparently all you got to do is erase the video and the history of it and you be damned if you remember it, because I have always remembered Kamala Harris being the border czar, and I think I could probably state the first time I saw it on the news that she's the border czar, because that's how it stuck in my head.
Yeah.
She was the border czar. God bless America.
Yeah, well, God bless you. That's how.
Would we have made fun of it if it hadn't been out there?
No, it planted the seeds in which we were able to grow that kind of branded humor.
Exactly.
Because it was so ridiculously hilarious.
We didn't make it up.
No.
No.
Yeah, that's all you got to do. Just, you know, deny, deny, deny. And, yeah, they think that they can just, it's so because they said so. Wait, but the other guy's the authoritarian, right? The dictator. The no elections in the future.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yep. Meanwhile, Biden's people write a piece to basically try to tear apart the Supreme Court. Huh. Interesting. All right, special guest Ed Bilarski in the house, and he'll be on the air in mere minutes. Hang on. How's the old power bill doing, huh?
Oh, it was up about $100 over the previous month.
Well, you know, it has been hot.
Yep.
And GRU customers have some of the highest rates in the state. And Ed Bilarski is doing what he can to try to get those things under control. And he's going to join us in about 15 minutes. He's the CEO of GRU. And he's going to educate us. There's an upcoming referendum. He can't really take sides or advocate one way or another, but he'll at least educate us as so that way you can be an informed voter, right?
Yep.
And you can make a decision whether this outside board is helpful or that the folks that sit on the city commission the ones that should be able to call all the shots, even though the track record the last 20 years has not been a good one.
It's not been pretty.
No.
No.
So Chuck Schumer saying that, they might drop J.D. Vance from the ticket.
And why would he be in the know about something like this?
I don't know. I think it's because they're afraid of him.
Oh. So he's just mouthing off again, as he does.
I mean, honestly, what are you going to say about the what they try to say? He called some women who didn't have children like cat ladies or something.
Yeah, childless cat ladies. Yeah.
That's really, is that what you got, Chucky? That's in your bag of tricks. What else you got? Because the guy served his country. He was in the Marines. He went to Iraq. You know, and he furthered his education. Went to Ohio State. Then he went to Yale. I mean literally. His move, his life is a movie.
Literally.
Literally.
Yeah.
This is the first time we've used literally, and it was actual literal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're not going to be. What are they going to say? You know? Yeah, he lacks experience as what? A politician? Good.
Yeah, we want one with a little.
The last guy that had no experience as a politician was exactly what we wanted and needed.
Yes, still do.
So, yeah, good try. Now, they're going to have a tough one on their hands with that. And you know what, Schumer? If I were you, I'd really be very, very busy trying to continue to scrub the past, the record, and the policies that Kamala Harris is all about. Because her record's not pretty. Her record is very far left. Most Americans are not accepting of that, you know, far left mentality. So there, stay busy with that, Chucky. Yeah, get together with your old friend Hillary and learn how to, you know, erase the record. You know, erase the emails. Yeah, clean them, bleach them. With a dish.
Yeah,
with
a dish you mean like with a cloth, like Hillary.
A dish towel.
Yeah, a cloth.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how it works.
How are things at the border? Oh, that's right. We don't need to talk about the border because Kamala was never the border czar. I saw something going around the internet, so take it for what it's worth.
Uh-huh.
It showed some type of an official resolution naming her as the border czar.
Right.
Now, I don't know if that is...
They were basically calling on her on the carpet, but they did refer to her because she had been known as that. That is what they called her.
No, this is a document that I saw floating.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Same one, yes.
In the document, they refer to her as the border czar.
It wasn't her being pronounced as that, the document.
Oh, just that particular document contained as a description
exactly.
of what she did.
Because Everybody knows it.
Right.
Everybody knows
it. Well, it just goes to show how far the left will go to gaslight you. What? You're crazy. She was never the border czar.
Right.
You know, Corinne Jean-Pierre, how she really thinks she's convincing when she says, no, no, she was never, there was no official act, there was no title, this like, trying way too hard. But I guess in a way, to the people on the left, either getting away with it or they don't care. I mean, you don't care.
And if you say it enough, enough people will begin to believe it.
Well, and if you're going to be deceptive on something that basic, what else are you being deceptive on? Yeah. What other things from the past that are real, that have occurred, that you're going to try to change or erase? Because that's what you have to look at. I mean, is that really someone that you trust? Someone that will turn right around and say, I was never the border czar. Now, look, if she would have said that a year after she was referred to as the border czar and said, look, I don't want this title on me anymore. I'm not dealing with the border. Now, that would be different.
Yeah.
And she might have felt like she didn't want that title
all right,
because she wasn't willing to deal with the border because, look, the border's exactly the way the administration wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that changed the rules. You know, when Trump left office, they had to go out of their way. They could have left everything in place. And you would have had to wait in Mexico for asylum, et cetera. But they changed it all. It's exactly the way they wanted it. But she didn't make any attempt to go, oh no, you're not sticking me with anything related to the border. Uh-uh. Nope.
But she never did that. But she did make one trip down to basically say, don't come. But she wasn't really the border czar, even though she was doing the job of the
border czar. And every news organization that referred to her during that time period at one time or another referred to her as the border czar. I mean, but yet the left really, they think they can gaslight you and go, you're crazy. They never did that. They never said that. Because some of those actual media outlets really are denying, oh, no, she was never the media czar. It's like, you said it. Your organization specifically said it. It is. It's at a new level. All right. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And, Jeff, you're on the air.
Hey, so when Bill Clinton said it depends on what your definition of the word is, that never happened either, if they can erase it all. Do you remember Nancy Pelosi saying we have to pass the bill to see what's in the bill? Did that never happen too? And did Adam Schiff ever accuse Donald Trump of Russian collusion? I mean, if none of that stuff ever happened, apparently all you got to do is erase the video and the history of it and you be damned if you remember it, because I have always remembered Kamala Harris being the border czar, and I think I could probably state the first time I saw it on the news that she's the border czar, because that's how it stuck in my head.
Yeah.
She was the border czar. God bless America.
Well, God bless you. That's how.
Would we have made fun of it if it hadn't been out there?
No, it planted the seeds in which we were able to grow that kind of branded humor.
Exactly.
Because it was so ridiculously hilarious.
We didn't make it up.
No.
No.
That's all you got to do. Just, deny. And, they think that they can just, it's so because they said so. Wait, but the other guy's the authoritarian, right? The dictator, the no elections in the future.
Oh, yeah, right. Yep.
Meanwhile, Biden's people write a piece to basically try to tear apart the Supreme Court. Huh. Interesting. All right, special guest Ed Bilarski in the house, and he'll be on the air in mere minutes. Hang on.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.